Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello and welcome all you Bulls fans to another episode of the Sports Ethos Bulls Coverage Postgame Show. I am your host, Keith Cork, and I am joined, of course, by my good buddy and Bulls fellow Bulls fan and co-host, Mr. Trey Hill. How are you, Trey? We just dropped a not-so-fun one to watch, 122-131 against the Spurs. Initial thoughts, my man.
My initial thoughts were the Bulls seemed like they had it in the bag in the first half. Second quarter leading into the third quarter, it seemed like they were just kind of playing with their food, and the Spurs were just better, being a well-coached team, were taking advantage. But the fourth quarter is what was really the most disappointing part, I thought, for me, was when they just relentlessly went to that 1-5 pick and roll, and we just kind of watched the Bulls not have a counterpunch to that. So to watch your team just get paper cut to death, that's never a good time.
Yeah, it's a running theme, unfortunately. And I know I saw Mark Kay, who we've had on the show before, tweet out right before I got on here that if you want to blame Vooch, you can, but you're wrong. I get where he's coming from, right? It's the point of attack defense, the fighting over screens that is part of that pick and roll defense, and it's not good. Don't get me wrong, it's not good. I thought Zach LaVine actually, just to point out something that was done well. Trey, I thought he actually did a really good job for, like, I would say 75% of the possessions down the stretch there when he was switched on. He had switched on to DeJounte Murray. And I really thought he gave a lot of really great effort on the defensive side. And he led to a couple of missed buckets by the Spurs. But, ideally, he's not the guy that you'll have there. That you'd rather have a guy like a Caruso or Alonzo Ball or an Io DeSumo even. Involved with that. So I wasn't sure why Io wasn't, in there playing that defense. I thought he did a fantastic job throughout the game. But yeah, you're right, Trey. I mean, that 1-5 pick and roll, it's just a running theme because teams just continue to punish us. And you can say, don't blame Vooch. I get that. And, just to back up there a little bit, I get that. But he does have some of the blame, right?
He definitely has some, but it's not only to exploit that matchup and, like, you were mentioning the point of attack thing, but pulling Vooch away from the rim. The Bulls don't have any other size. So the Spurs, for instance, they were able to get 10 offensive rebounds, and I don't have in front of me how many points they were able to score off of those, but to be able to get, 10 extra possessions off the offensive boards, a lot of that was because they had pulled Vooch away. And the bigs were six from Poeltl and four from Eubanks. So it was all the bigs. It was those bigs, getting position because Vooch had to, hedge on the pick and roll and just being able to get those easy boards. So there's so much more to it than just even that first initial pick and roll action. It's just there's blame for Vooch to go around, but when he says, don't blame Vooch, when you hear Stacey King explaining on air, you know, they have to communicate better. Zach LaVine has to, you know, either do the hard switch, do the hard double, or, you know, at least let Vooch know what's going on. There's a lot to go on. But if Vooch was a little more nimble, you know, if he was a little more mobile, it would help a lot. But that's just not who he is. And yeah. The Bulls did a good job preparing the team for that, but we don't have Lonzo. We don't have Caruso. Like, we don't have these key components to this defense that hide Vooch's weaknesses.
Yeah, and we're going to have a show a little bit later tonight. Actually, we'll be recording a show with Mr. Stephen Bagel, who's going to join us and talk about the trade deadline coming up. And there are just some glaring holes on this roster that need to be addressed if the Bulls are going to be serious. And, I like I said, I don't even know if that's necessarily something I want. I mean, it depends on what the deal is, right? I think I've been reiterating this. I'm going to say it again. I think I can see them being a little bit more active in the buyout market or just making a move, you know, around the edges, just a fringe move, just to get a little bit better at their deficiencies that they have right now. Because, you know, even though we are clearly bad at doing, you know, guarding that 1-5 PNR, and things like that. I mean, we're still only losing these games by, you know, 7, 8, 9 points. It's not like we're getting blown out. It's not like it's so drastically bad. That's not something we can overcome with just adding. And again, I'll mention these guys, a Robert Covington or a Torrey Craig. Those are just the top two guys that come to my mind. I'm sure there are other guys out there. Nicholas Batum, Marcus Morris, you know, go down the line. There are guys that can help. Go ahead.
And I don't want to sell the Spurs short. You know, they won this game.
Oh, yeah.
But there was a stretch after the Bulls took that lead that it felt like they took their foot off the gas. It felt like the defensive pressure wasn't, you know, ramped up. The Spurs were getting wide open 3-point shots with the Bulls not getting out there and contesting. And I thought that it was a lackluster effort from the Bulls, you know, midway through the game, that, you know, late second into the third quarter, that really kind of sealed it for them early on, that let the Spurs hang around, let the Spurs get in that rhythm, get that confidence, that even though, like you said, Zach ramped up the defensive pressure was, you know, it was ramped up there towards the end.
Yeah.
The Bulls lost the fourth quarter by two, but they ended up fouling down there towards the end. When the Bulls went on their run there to start the fourth quarter, that was because they were focused. They ramped that defensive pressure up, and that just wasn't something that was there all game. And that's that energy Caruso brings. That's that energy Lonzo brings. You know, Javonte Green's only able to play 23 minutes tonight. And I know he was a minus 21, but if you can have him out there during dead stretches, a lot of the times he's a guy who can, you know, kind of energize that sort of thing.
And he had some energy plays tonight. I mean, he had some, you know, his athleticism is something we missed, and it's still good to have him back. It was good to see him and Zach both back still. But it was that third quarter, man. That third quarter was just painful to watch, not only on the defensive side. The defense was just a revolving door all night. It never really was good until that last, I would say, maybe 5 minutes and 8 minutes of the game. There were good stretches of defense there. But the offense in that third quarter was just putrid. It was absolutely disgusting. So I think that's really, really where the game was really lost. And I hate the word, use the word blame. I think, you know, everyone's trying their best. You know, I'm not trying to be, you know, trying to disparage anybody here. But I think Zach LaVine's shot selection needs to be talked about, because it was just absolutely terrible in that third quarter. It felt like, to me, what I had written down in that third quarter was that it seems like Zach's playing hero ball right now. There's no movement. Zach's trying to take people one-on-one, taking, you know, shots off the dribble that he doesn't, you know, early in the clock. Having a shot like that isn't a bad shot for Zach, but context matters. If you have 5, 6, 7 seconds left on the clock, yeah, fine. That's probably the best shot you're going to get. Take that shot. But you're taking these with 14, 15, 16 seconds on the shot clock. That's the problem. And that's not good. So I thought his shot selection was questionable, Trey. What did you think?
I agree with that. It seems like his shot selection is back when the Bulls, before they traded for Vucevic, you know, back when Zach had to do it all. To me, it seemed like Vucevic kind of owned the first quarter. He was pretty dominant there. Then DeMar took over about halfway through the second. You know, the Spurs had, you know, went on their run, and DeMar kind of stabilized things. And so I had written down that it seemed like it was time for Zach to have a quarter. And I think they kind of felt that. And they kind of funneled the offense towards Zach. And like you said, his shot selection compared to that of Vucevic, compared to that of DeRozan, not even, you know, they weren't shooting the shots that Zach was, because they were making better basketball decisions. I think Zach kind of forced it a little bit, thinking, you know, well, Vuce had his quarter, DeMar had his. This is the quarter, they're getting me the ball. So, I'm going to go do what I do, which is score. And, yeah, I would like to see him play make a little bit more, especially early on in the clock. Like you said, he's got such a good handle that I'd like to see him penetrate more and just dribble back out. Mm-hmm. You know, drive in, see what you can find. And if there's nothing there, just come right back out with it, because he's so quick. He could attack multiple times on one possession if he wanted to.
I mean, you think that he's going to the DeMar DeRozan school of, you know, this is what a veteran does to, you know, keep the scoring consistent. And you didn't really see him try to attack the basket. He wasn't trying to – he can. He's got the athleticism. He's got the strength and the speed to get to the hole. We saw that in the fourth quarter. But in that third quarter, he was settling for jump shots. And, you know, no movement was happening. And, you know, that happens sometimes. Sometimes, you know, things just get stagnant on offense. People are just not sure where they want to cut. There's no flow to the offense. And at that time, you see guys like DeMar DeRozan, and this is what Zach needs to grow up and learn. And he has at points in the season, but he needs to relearn it, I guess. He's got to get to the basket, man. He's got to try to get to the basket, get to the foul line. He was 8 for 9 from the free throw line. He actually had the most free throws on the team. DeMar DeRozan was 5 for 5. So he did get to the line a fair amount. I do feel like he maybe was settling for jumpers also partially because it does feel like he just has a hard time getting the fouls called like DeMar does for whatever reason. It just feels like he does get hacked a bit when he drives. So maybe that's part of the reason that he settled. But, you know, his game line reflects what we're talking about here. 30 points on 10 of 23 shooting. That's all fine. That's good. But 2 of 10 from beyond the arc. And the reason for that 2 of 10, again, context matters. It's not because, oh, I don't want Zach LaVine shooting threes or he just had a bad shooting threes game. It's because a lot of those threes were coming off of, you know, oh, jab step, step back into a three rather than catch and shoot, or rather than one dribble, one, you know, hard dribble to the left or right and taking a three, which those are different shots. If you guys are basketball players out there, you know those are different shots. And they're harder to make when you do a little bit of a hezzy or something before you take a three-point shot.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Yeah, to me, if nothing else, it's a lesson learned Popovich is one of the best coaches in the league. He clearly saw something that he could exploit on our team, and he went ahead and exploited it. I'd rather get exploited like this and give Billy Donovan and the coaching staff the tape to correct this before, you know, come playoff time and seeing it exposed on that kind of stage.
I don't know if I have any faith that they can. I don't think they have the personnel to address the 1-5 pick and roll thing. That's the one thing that does concern me. But other than that, I think you're right. I think the game, it was a fine game. Like you said, the third quarter just sunk us. I mean, outside of that, I think it was a fine game otherwise. So I'm not going to get like all doom and gloom about it. But I do think that there is a glaring issue that just absolutely needs to be addressed. So we'll talk about that in the next show. Listeners, please take a moment to follow at EthosFantasyBK on Twitter, the single most dominant basketball and fantasy news feed on earth. Get all your NBA news in one handy Twitter feed. It's faster than the competition and provides more analysis too. Again, that's at EthosFantasyBK on Twitter. Go follow it now. So, hey, also, we have a brand new daily fantasy partner at Sports Ethos, Thrive Fantasy. Prop up with Thrive Fantasy on their mobile app or at thrivefantasy.com. Use code ETHOS when you sign up to get a 100% deposit match bonus on your first deposit, up to $100 plus either 2 or 4 free game tickets to play. Pick player props on the biggest names playing every night. Score points when your props hit, and the players with the most points win a share of the nightly prize money. And check out our Sports Ethos DFS team or podcast for advice on winners. Again, that code is ETHOS over at thrivefantasy.com. And some exciting news, Trey. I am actually now an affiliate with Thrive Fantasy. If you guys want to sign up with my link, you can go to my profile on Twitter. That's at BSPPKeith. Click on the link in my bio. That is my link for you guys to go sign up. You can get your first deposit matched up to $100, as I was saying. Going to be awesome, man. My Thrive Fantasy lineup actually tonight is doing awesome. I just need Giannis to bring it home for me, and I should win some money here. So, good stuff. He's got to get over 46.5 PRA against the Knicks. I don't know. The Knicks are coming back, though. I need the Knicks to keep it close. That's what I need, and then I think you can hit it. But, Trey, quick question for you here. So, Io, starting at the point guard, I mean, let me look at his line, because I don't even know what his line was tonight. What did he end up with? Oh, no. He ended up with
10.6 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals.
Almost 36 minutes. And you can't tell everything again from the stat line. But I didn't feel like I still feel like he had impactful moments. But I just think he's better suited for, you know, that 20-minute role off the bench, right? 20 to 25-minute role than being a starter and playing 35, 40 minutes. What do you think?
I'm going to disagree with you on this one. I don't think he's going to get the assists, say, when he's playing with DeRozan and LaVine on the court at the same time. So he played 36 minutes tonight. Of those 36 minutes, if he plays 24 of them with Zach and DeMar, I think he's that defensive guy who's just a 3-and-D guy. He's the guy who's facing the best, you know, our point of attack defender, who's fighting over the screens, who's keeping that effort up. But when it's him and Kobe White off the bench and he's playing that real point guard creator role, I think that's when we're looking for the playmaking from him. Now, if the team was healthier, then I could say, yeah, he might be closer to that 20-minute per game role. But when you have Troy Brown Jr. playing 23 minutes, Kobe White already playing 29, if you give up 16 minutes from Io, who are you giving them to?
That's a good question. I mean, I don't know. I feel like, Kobe White doesn't bring the D. So, yeah, it's a good point. We don't have Caruso. We don't have Lonzo. But I just mean in general, like I said, like you said, if we were healthy or if we were able to get another guard in some way. And I don't think that's going to happen. Again, we're going to have Stephen Bagelon. I hope he has all tuned in for this next trade deadline show. But I don't think the Bulls are going to go after a guard. I don't think that's something that they want. But I was more talking about, like, if we were healthy, that's a better role for him. Because I just don't see the production. I don't see him being – and maybe this is just because he's a rookie and still figuring things out. But I don't see him being consistently involved in both sides of the basketball right now. And I had the same problems with Patrick.
He's not the natural playmaker that Lonzo is. So when Lonzo's starting in his position, he can be that point guard role with Zach and DeMar – eating up all those possessions with the high usage rate. But when when Lonzo gets the ball, he's so good at passing. He gets so many assists. You know, like his assist to usage rate's just one of the best in the league. It's Io's not quite that level. So like you said, like you were just saying, he has a harder time kind of, you know, sinking in on both sides of the ball with them. But to me, if everyone's healthy, I think it's Io and Kobe White. When they're your backcourt coming off the bench, that's when he can come in and be that kind of playmaker. He was pretty decent tonight. I thought he had some good drives. He was definitely more aggressive trying to score tonight. He was 3 of 9, but he took 6 shots inside the 3-point line. It wasn't like he was spotting up in the 3-and-D role. He was attacking and trying to get something inside the arc.
Here's a little theory I got for you, Trey. Trey Brown Jr. got 23-ish minutes tonight. I'm looking at his game logs here. 22 and a half minutes the night before in Toronto. 31 minutes against OKC, 30 minutes against Orlando. Pretty much every game before that, we've got like 20 minutes or less. So, well, there's a 27 here, 24 here. But the last four games, he's been getting regular minutes. Is this a trade deadline showcase? Are they trying to move this guy, do you think? Or is this just because we're so shorthanded without Caruso, without Lonzo Ball? He's just the guy.
Maybe a little showcase. He plays bigger than the other guys we have coming off the bench. I want to say you saw McKinney playing and you saw Hill playing those games while Troy Brown's minutes were down. And I think McKinney might even be listed as taller than Brown, but Brown just plays bigger. You know, I think he's got more size to him. I'm not sure about what their wingspans are. But with the Bulls needing that size, I think that Billy Donovan's just started to lean on him because of the personnel we have out there.
Mm. Yeah, it could be that. I'm curious to see because I haven't looked at his contract. We'll have to take a look at that and see. I think he's maybe got 2 years left on his contract. But it's not a very expensive contract. I would think a younger team might want him. He played really well for the Wizards while Bradley Beal was out. So I don't know. Maybe something that we'll keep an eye on there. Did you catch the DeMar DeRozan tribute video at all?
I did not.
Okay. I mean, it was, you know, kind of the regular run-of-the-mill tribute video. It wasn't anything special. Just kind of his moments with the Spurs. But that was kind of nice to see. I mean, obviously, DeMar's, you know, first game back with his old team since the trade. And, you know, had to be some emotions there. He had a good game. He kind of disappeared in that second half a bit, which is kind of surprising. But 32 points, 13 of 22 shooting. He shot 59% from the field, 5-5 perfect from the line. He hit that 1 3-pointer in clutch time to get us, you know, somewhat close there. 8 assists also and 6 rebounds, man. He just balled out, just did DeMar DeRozan things. I think he had some added incentive tonight with his old team and old coach watching on.
Maybe a little. He speaks so highly of, you know, Popovich and the organization, and he speaks so, you know, highly of Toronto also, and he's just such a general good dude. I don't know if he had a lot of extra because of animosity, but, you know, even when you're playing your buddies at something, you want to beat your buddies. You want to do better than them. It's just that general competitiveness. You don't get to be an NBA-level basketball player if you're not competitive somewhat. Unless, you know, you're a 7'3", you know, physical freak who just happens to not like playing basketball or something.
You got a good point there. Okay, last point here before we drop here. We'll go on to hopefully happier stuff. Kobe White, I know you and I were both talking a few shows ago, or maybe it was last show, about us not being worried at all about his shooting. 4 of 6 from three-pointers tonight, 7 of 9 from the field. Man, dude balled out, just shot the ball really well. 18 points. He did exactly what we're looking for him to do. Only 1 assist, 2 rebounds, but that's not what we're looking for from Kobe. We're looking for him to put the ball in the hole. Love what I saw out of Kobe tonight. Love the confidence he took those shots, even from, you know, a foot, foot and a half, 2 feet from behind the line. How'd you feel about it?
It was fantastic to see. Like you said, he started off with those 3 threes early on. And those 3-pointers opened up because they started closing out on him harder. And Kobe, he was able to drive And you mentioned he only had one assist. He only had one assist because the Spurs were staying home. They weren't coming off other guys. They let Kobe drive and take, you know, slightly contested layups. They weren't, you know, they weren't the hardest layups in the world, the ones he was able to score on whenever he was able to get past his guy out at the three-point line. But I seeing him be aggressive, seeing him, you know, fight for his shot, that's the Kobe we want to see. That, you know, this is exactly the kind of thing we wanted to see. I think you said, you know, he got his percentage at 18 points. If you can get, you know, 15 points from him every night. And
yeah.
I thought he played pretty good defense.
Yeah.
For the most part, he was, you know, as guilty as everyone there during that kind of slog stretch. But he's done a good job of trying to fight over screens. He's just, you know, limited in size.
And then my other New Year's resolution was the Vucevic with getting a double-double. He missed it by a couple of rebounds. And I think the reason for that is what you were saying. The pick and roll defense just taking him out of his spots where he's going to grab those boards. So instead of him getting a bunch of boards, we had DeMar DeRozan with six. We had Troy Brown Jr. get seven. Io grabbed six. We had another by committee approach on those boards, obviously. So I'm not going to put this one on him. I thought Vooch played a very good game. He shot 57% from the field. Only one of five from beyond the arc, but he did hit a clutch three again. Only one of two from the line, but that's not that big a deal. So I would say decent game all around from Vooch. This is like an average game, right?
Yeah, I would like to see him do a little bit better of a job trying to keep them off the offensive board. Seeing the opposing centers get 10 offensive rebounds is you know, disheartening. But I'm not sure how many of those were against Vucevic and how many of those were whenever he wasn't on the floor. So, you know, I'd have to go and look. But that would be my real big area of concern watching this game. Other than that, like you said, there's not a lot we can do about the 1-5 pick and roll until we get our guys back that are, you know, designed to help that problem.
Yeah. But hey, maybe a move is on the future. We are going to have our trade deadline show here in a minute. Do tune into that. We'll have Mr. Stephen Bagel on to discuss that. We'll also discuss some all-star selections here. But that's going to do it for our game recap for the Chicago Bulls and the San Antonio Spurs. The Bulls now sit a game and a half out of first. They are in second place. The Cavaliers are right behind us, two games out of first. And they're coming up, man. The Nets and Sixers and Bucks are all 2.5 games behind first. They're all tied up basically in that same zone there. I'm taking a look here what their next games are. Bulls play the Trailblazers on Sunday. It's an early game. Trailblazers, man, that's another – you got to win games. Right now, while we have guys out, we have to win games that we're supposed to win. This is a game tonight we're supposed to win. Got to do it, man, because you're going to drop games against better teams because you just don't have the firepower. So I'm looking for a bounce back there on Sunday against the Trailblazers. Then we have the Magic on Tuesday, and I think there's some bad blood there. So I'm hoping two wins in a row here, Trey. What do you think?
Yeah, the Bulls definitely need to get in gear and bank some wins because tougher times are coming on the schedule. And at the end of the season, you don't want to be sitting in, you know, sixth place or, you know, even worse, looking at the play-in. And it'd be because of, you know, three or four games and looking back and seeing where you dropped, you know, five, six games against teams that were well under 500.
Yeah, definitely. No regrets, guys. Let's go get those wins. All right. But quickly before we sign off, I want to also remind you guys to use coupon code HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com for 20% off your order and free shipping. And also check out our pals at mybookie.ag. Use code HOOPBALL on the third page of sign up to unlock deposit match bonuses there as well. Maybe they can make me an affiliate there as well. Come on, mybookie. Hit me up. Manscaped also. I'll take some free Manscaped products. Those are excellent products. Hit me up. I'm here. I've got an amazing 300-plus followers. Go follow me on Twitter. I'm at BSBPKeith. Trey, where can people follow you? They need to follow you, too.
On Twitter, at FinalFinal.
And don't forget to follow the show, guys, at EthosBulls. Until next time, let's go.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.